For more than 40 years, development proposals in Maine's unorganized townships have been handled in a fairly straightforward way. New construction had to be located within 1 road mile of existing similar development, like a group of cabins or a rent-a-canoe retail rental, cabins for rent or a canoe rental shop, excuse me. But rule changes before the state's Land Use Planning Commission could potentially affect more than 2 million acres of land in northern and western Maine. Nearly 100 people packed a private banquet hall today in Brewer for the only public hearing the LUPC has scheduled before an expected vote on the plan this fall. A.J. Higgins was there.
The so-called one-mile adjacency rule has worked well, according to many residents of the unorganized territories. But now, developers eager to profit from increased recreational activity in Katahdin, Jackman, and Munson areas would prefer to see different measures used. They propose new developments be allowed 10 miles from rural hubs and 2 miles from public roads.
This is going to sequester a couple million acres of unorganized territory land, pretty well dedicated and open to commercial and subdivision development. And I think that is a much huger footprint than the current system.
Roger Merchant, a former forester and member of the University of Maine's Cooperative Extension, says that the proposal before the panel seems to broadly encourage strip development along the state's scenic byways. And Merchant says he's baffled by the commission's 2-year effort to rewrite development rules that he says have served the state well for decades.
What's the big wave coming for rural Maine that's going to require this much dedication of land specifically for development? I don't see it in the literature. If the LPUC has some information that we don't have about what's coming for rural development that's going to require this extent, scope, and scale, I'd like to see that information.
Others at the hearing expressed fears about how food trucks or camping supply stores and other tourism-related businesses could change the wilderness flavor of the unorganized territories. Hawk Matheny, regional director for the Appalachian Trail Conservancy, says his organization would not support development near its trailheads.
Trailheads are the access to the Appalachian Trail from a road. It's really the beginning of the visitor's experience on the AT. They drive up, they park their car, they load their pack, they read the signs. It's the transition zone from the more developed world into the less developed experience. And if there were more develop around those trailheads, there would be less of that distinction from one zone to the other.
According to LUPC staffers, the proposed rules would not alter environmental rules or conservation easements that are now in place, and they say the existing rules need to be reconsidered.
The one-mile rule of thumb provides a valuable tool for the commission, but it also doesn't do everything that the commission needs it to do.
Commission Director Nick Livesay.
For instance, the one-mile rule of thumb can actually facilitate sprawl. That's the term that was used in 1983 and 1997. More recently, you hear references to leapfrogging development as a real problem that can be associated with the one-mile rule of thumb.
But environmental activists are critical of the proposed changes. Kathy Johnson of the Natural Resources Council of Maine says the proposed rules will fragment forests and wildlife habitat.
In addition to the 10-mile sprawl outside of towns, they're going to allow large lot subdivisions, which the legislature abolished in 2001. They're going to bring that back.
The LUPC will continue to accept written comments throughout the summer and tentatively plans to act on the proposal in the fall. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.